Rio de Janeiro's world-famous carnival gets underway this weekend. But in the run-up to official festivities, local parties have been in full swing. These free celebrations are called blocos, block parties. Most have a theme. NPR's Carrie Kahn takes us to one neighborhood across the bay from Rio where the party is, shall we say, of a mature nature.
Okay, it's not what you think. When we say mature, we just mean aged, experienced. Like 85-year-old Odete Fagundes da Cruz.
Vai lançar o esqueleto um cadinho.
Dressed in bright neon spandex shorts, sensible shoes, and a splash of red lipstick, she says she's here to shake her hips.
Eu fui no baile, cheguei 2 horas.
Maybe not as much as usual. She says she's a little tired. She was out dancing until 2 a.m. last night.
Bom dia!
The master of ceremonies welcomes the crowd to this year's Bola Branca, loosely translated the white-haired party for those 60 and up.
Eu vou pular, vou cantar.
Everyone sings the Bloco song printed on the back of the red and white paper fans. It's not even noon and it's already in the high 80s. I'm jumping, I'm singing, I'm on fire, go the lyrics. 85-year-old Da Cruz says this is just what the community needs now.
A tristeza geral, né? Agora pensou até.
It feels good to shed the sadness that a lot of people were feeling during the pandemic, she says. Brazil was hit hard by COVID. Nearly 700,000 people died, many elderly. This is the first year the 60 and up block party is back on since 2020.
Molina!
They've added a food drive this year. With every donation of dry goods, Michelle Machado hands out a shirt and condoms.
Porque tem muitos que gostam, aí tem mais camisinha por aí distribuindo. Escondidas, elas falam que é pro vizinho, pra amiga.
Everyone likes them, he says, even if most of the women tell them they're for a neighbor. 73-year-old Maria Molina doesn't need excuses.
Porque no carnaval as pessoas costumam transar mais. Então é bom se precaver, se prevenir.
People have a lot of sex during carnival, she shouts to me over the loud music. She has 6 kids, 8 grandkids, and 2 great-grandchildren. She's widowed and says it's hard to find a good partner these days.
Usa e vai embora.
Most men just use you and lose you, she says. She loves the friendship and dancing she's found in this bloco. This neighborhood in Niterói has the second highest number of senior citizens in all Brazil, says Bloco president Sergio Renecke.
Não é deixar entrar a idade dentro da gente. É mostrar a juventude que a gente tem.
We can't let our age hold us back. We may not have young bodies anymore, he says, but we are for sure young in spirit.
No cordão do Bola Branca, vou gritar.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Niterói, Brazil.